Hello, everybody. I am here with Brother Brian Coach from the Anchor Baptist Church in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. And Brother Brian and the folks there are coordinating some relief efforts from Hurricane Helene. And we wanted to bring Brother Brian on today to kind of give us an update about what the folks there are doing and some ways that we can help and kind of see what is needed there. And that way you folks can know what you're giving towards here on the Share-a-thon. So Brother Brian, I'm going to kind of let you have the floor here to give us kind of an update on how things are going up there, and then kind of give the folks some ways that they can help, and maybe some about the care packages I know we talked about earlier and things like that. So the floor is yours, and you can go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Brother Seth, and it's so good to have another radio station to get the word out on. And our pastor, Dr. Randy Barton, started Anchor Baptist Disaster Relief out of necessity during Hurricane Hugo in 1989, so 35 years ago. And, of course, we've been able to respond to dozens and dozens of major disasters around the world during that time. However, this has hit home, and the general area around our zip code, almost every county, well, every county within probably 100 miles of our radio station, WGCR, and Anchor Baptist Church, has been affected by this, and even more so in the general vicinity of what we call the Blue Ridge Escarpment of the mountains. This is where everything that hits the southeastern side of that escarpment typically floods, and especially, you know, during a tropical situation. We've never had a tropical storm warning in my recollection in western North Carolina, but Hurricane Helene came up through Georgia as a Cat 2 over mainland, and then on across the upstate of South Carolina, northeast Georgia, and western North Carolina, and east Tennessee, and even affecting southern Virginia as a tropical storm. And we actually had wind readings on top of Mount Mitchell, which is 6,600 feet, the highest point this side of the Mississippi River, which is not far from our station. We actually had a wind reading on top of that mountain of 106 miles an hour, which is a Cat 2 hurricane.
Wow.
And so, yeah, when you think of it like that, this has never happened in recorded weather history, and it's the insurance companies are calling it a 500-year disaster, a 500-year flood, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you opening this door for us, and I'll continue with explaining the food boxes, if that's okay.
Yes, sir, that'd be great.
Okay, I'm looking at our security cameras right now, and we have hundreds of cars lined up. We have invented, and people have been doing this for years. It's not really an invention, but we created a box and filled it with groceries, real food, that a family of four can live off of for 2 days. Now, the way we made this box is that we got around our conference table in the radio office at Anchor Baptist Church, and I got four moms around the table. I sent my wife to the grocery store. She spent $100 on groceries, and we needed to get that down to 50. And I said, okay, feed your family with everything on this table. I need to cut it down to $50. So we managed to do that, and it's actually a very good box with the purchased groceries that we're getting from big suppliers at a discounted rate, and then adding to that a loaf of bread, a bag of apples. Today we're adding frozen chicken to it. Today we're adding frozen trout to it. The Lord has just blessed us with lots of donations. And so far, I knew we had 7,500 empty boxes on hand that we ordered on the first truck, and they're all gone. We have filled not only food boxes, but we've actually got a family care box as well. That family care box has hygiene items, cleaning supplies, and they're able to take one of those when they need it. And of course, the food box for a family of four will last them 2 days, and that's all six meals. It'll have cereal in it. It'll have lunch food in it. It'll have supper food in it that you can heat up. And so that's basically what we're running on. It cost me $50 to fill that box, and then we add all the donated stuff to it, and a family can leave out of here with a good supply of groceries for absolutely nothing. And I'm looking at the security screen right now, And the parking lot is lined up all the way around and down Highway 64 and down Old 64, and folks are coming by the hundreds to get our boxes today, and they're devastated. And there's everything from brand new cars to 30-year-old cars that are falling apart coming through the line because people lost everything. When you don't have power for 2 weeks, the way we're living today, that's just, it wipes everybody out.
Yes,
so, thank you for this opportunity to explain our story. And of course, do you have any questions that I can explain anything further?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, so we can understand that. I know we lost power here for a few days, and I know the inconvenience of that. And I certainly can't, imagine, what everyone up there is going through. It's certainly not something that the area is used to. Florida and different areas are kind of, built more for that. And, sometimes their recovery may go a little swiftly. And, this area is just not used to it. And I know that you guys are doing a lot on there. And so we're certainly thankful to be able to partner with y'all and do that. I know a few years ago here in South Carolina, we had a flooding in Columbia. And I know some of our listening audience was impacted by that. So I know they can probably relate to some of the distress that's going on there. You said you need some more boxes. Can you kind of give me maybe just an idea how much just the boxes themselves cost before you package it? I know you said y'all run out of like the actual boxes. How much was that running you? Maybe some folks may want to give something towards that just to purchase the actual boxes.
Well, that's a good question. Thankfully, the first grocery truck that we ordered, and we've ordered four so far, mm-hmm. The first grocery truck that we ordered, and we've had probably 20 tractor trailers come through, but the grocery trucks that we actually fill these boxes with have, the first one had several pallets of donated boxes on them. So we didn't have to pay for that first load of boxes. However, that's not going to last forever. I've already given away all of them, and we're buying them from U-Haul and Home Depot until we get the next shipment in, which comes on Monday, of empty boxes, but we'll go through those pretty quick. Right now, if you go to Uline or if you go to Home Depot or U-Haul, typically they cost anywhere from $1 to $4 just for the box.
Right.
And thankfully, we've not had to include that cost. You're talking about the inconvenience of this, and really it is. We've got the number of injured and the number of displaced and the number of deaths that we've had. Really, there's no way to count it yet, and I don't know if years down the road we'll really know
sure.
The full extent of this. But when it comes to electricity, you're talking about power outages. When you're without power for more than 3 days, and this number is, this number fluctuates according to who you talk to. But when you're without power for 3 days, you've already thrown away everything in your refrigerator.
Yes,
you're going to have to throw everything away in your freezer. And if you've got deep freezers, you're going to start throwing stuff away in the first half a week, and now we're into 2 weeks.
Right.
And with the fuel issues that we had, we had gas shortages here for about 10 days, and there's still not an abundance of it. Then in addition to that, we have a water issue. The entire Asheville water system has been destroyed. There are churches that are digging wells. I've seen this with my own eyes, so this is firsthand experience.
Yes, sir.
There are churches that are digging wells just so people in the community can bring 5-gallon buckets and fill it and take it home and flush their toilets. They're digging wells just so that we can flush toilets. The hospital system is digging wells. The public schools are trying to dig wells. And the wells are even coming up dirty because the water table has been affected by the water pressure. And I don't even understand the science behind that.
Right.
But it's very difficult. So you start throwing food away, and that's the first level of a problem that we have. The second level is that the grocery stores had cut their hours back because it's unsafe for them to operate without clean water to run their store. And so the big grocery chains up here had thrown away, and the restaurants and everybody had thrown away everything in their freezer, everything in their refrigerator, and we had a major problem for about 5 days. I mean, it was because there was no communication. If you didn't have a Starlink, you weren't talking to anybody except those under your own roof. And the grocery stores emptied out, the convenience stores emptied out, and we had an issue on our hands. Now, thankfully, a church in Georgia, Wahoo Baptist Church, Pastor Mark Stroud, they took it upon themselves to start a fundraiser for us because we had no outside connection at all and no way to do it. We had our AM radio, and all we were using, we have a 50,000 watt AM radio station, and we were using it just to get information out to people, but there was no way we could solicit funds because the banks were closed, people couldn't get out of their houses, checks and debit cards were worthless, and if you had a wheelbarrow load of cash, you can't eat it.
Right.
And yeah, that's it. And so the food box was born from that, and we still have tens of thousands of customers, power customers in Western North Carolina without electricity, and some of them are being told it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks more before they get their power back on. So we're going to need a lot of these boxes, and like I said, it costs about $50 to fill the box, but we've got cereal in it, we've got 8 lunches in that box and 8 suppers in that box, and we have snacks in that box, and we have everything from crackers and gummies to hearty soups and canned meats and canned vegetables, and it's real stuff. It's not stuff that's been discarded or out of date. It's all real that we bought from a grocer, and now thankfully we are getting some major grocery chains that are looking at our food list and giving donations, and that's a blessing. That's such an amazing blessing. But for the foreseeable future, we're going to have these grocery boxes, and the $50 per box is very good. I mean, honestly, I've been a dad for 19 years, and I know what it's like to feed a family. I've got 6 in my family.
Yes, sir.
And to be able to feed, you know, a family of 4 for 2 days for $50, that's pretty good. And if they come in and they've got 5 in their family, they get 2 boxes. If they've got 9 in their family or more, they get 3 boxes. So we just do it based on number. We don't ask for ID. We don't ask for proof of income. We ask for nothing. If they come through our line, they will not leave without food in their car.
Yes, sir.
So that's where we're at.
Oh, that, I think that's great. I mean, I think that's really good to give the folks something they can see and understand, because like you said, you know, even before this, things were expensive, but that $50, that's incredible that you can do that. And I believe that good number there, you know, we can get some challenges to come in. You know, maybe folks say, I can give 500. If you can raise 500, that'd be like, you know, 20 of those boxes that can be paid for just like that. So we're really going to try to be pushing that on the Share-a-thon to make sure they understand, you know, hey, this $50 total is easy for, you know, them to get that and take it care of. And, you know, we're just really excited for that opportunity. We know that God's got a reason for all this. We know that his hand's being used by you guys to get that out there, and we're just really glad to be able to partner with you. Like I said, you know, we've been here on this radio station for almost 20 years now, and we've seen God do some really incredible things, and it's really good to know that there's other people out there that we can help, you know. And we've got a very generous audience. They've been giving to the Share-a-thons here for years. A lot of good praying people out there. You guys will certainly be in our prayers over the next several months. I know this is going to be a long process, but we're here for you, and just really looking forward to this opportunity, because we know that God wants us to do this. We've put aside our actual fundraisers for the radio ministry, and we're taking this on by faith, asking the Lord to, you know, meet the need of our radio station so we can help meet y'all's needs there. And we're just trusting God.
May I interject for just a moment?
Yes, sir.
I've been in Radio Share-a-thon since I was 14, in stations in 4 different states, and I've never heard of what you're doing. Never.
Yes, sir.
Radio, the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Yes, sir.
And God has given us an atmosphere that is conducive for radio, and I believe that radio is honestly one of the greatest gifts that God gave to us.
Absolutely.
And to be able to use that to help people is doing the work of Jesus Christ, and
yes,
your radio
sir.
Stations and your listening audience are doing the work of Jesus Christ when you're, number one, you're getting the gospel out through your preaching and your music. But
yes,
then in
sir.
Addition to that, you're getting, our pastor always says the gospel and groceries go hand in hand, and they do.
That's true.
And Jesus, you know, he preached to them, and then he fed them. And
yes, sir.
When I was a young preacher, our pastor said, it's hard for a child to listen to a Bible story while their stomach's growling.
Yes, sir.
And if you miss lunch because you were busy and didn't take time to do it, that's one thing. But I'll tell you this story, and I won't belabor it. But the first night that I started doing Facebook posts about this, and I was, thankfully, I had left town to go find my 96-year-old grandfather who was affected by the flood. I had left the area where I lived to go find him, and then we kept going to try to find gasoline for our van, and we ended up driving all the way to just above Columbia, just north of Columbia, before we found a gas station.
Wow.
And it took us all day. And we filled up, and while I was out there, away from our church, I started doing Facebook posts because I knew that nobody in town could do it. They were all in the dark, and the internet was down, and the radio internet was down as far as their live streaming, and everything was gone. And I thought, what can I do? So I did a Facebook post. I got a phone call because I put my number out there because the number at the radio station was down, and I got a call from a lady. And she said, I don't know what to do. She said, we're running out of food. Me and four families that live in an apartment complex, and we all have children under the age of seven, and they don't have anything to eat. And I don't know what to do but to call the church. And she found my number at the church and called. And I gave her a name of a person at our church because our church, you know, everybody was there. You know, they were feeding people and trying to help with what we had. And she immediately called the number, and the lady here at the church, our pastor's daughter, was able to make sure that she had food to take home to her family. Now, listen, the world can offer what they want to offer, and the business people can offer what they want to offer, and corporate people can write their checks and do everything for investments, and we have corporate donations here, but it comes to the local church. God does his work through the local church.
Yes, sir.
And God uses churches and families and individuals and businesses that support local radio stations and gospel radio stations through God's church to get the information out. And that lady was able to feed her kids that night. Actually, four families were able to have food because of a church that was supported by hundreds of other churches.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that's the way God wants to do it, don't you?
I do, absolutely. And that's our goal, and that's our vision here as well. You know, we've looked for things to partner with, and we know our pastor here knew Brother Barton, and that was his main goal, was, you know, a local church ministry that's in the area that's got a proven record of trusting the Lord, of doing things for God. And, you know, certainly the local church is God's tool, and that's what we want to be, just be a tool to allow God to use us to help y'all and help other people. And we're certainly a local church ministry like you are, and I think it's going to be a great endeavor. And I'm glad to hear you say that and tell that story. I think that's going to resonate with our listeners. And you know, it's great to have a radio ministry because it's a missionary that can reach places that you and I can't get to. And you know, there's folks that are going to be out there listening that we may never meet y'all, but this reward will be laid up for treasures in heaven. And certainly that's what we're more important. The eternal value that's being placed right now is important. And while we're taking care of the physical needs, the spiritual needs also being met. You know, they're going to come to a church that's going to have the gospel, that's going to have a Bible, that's going to have literature and things like that to help them, because people are going to be struggling. They're at their wits end right now, and this is a great opportunity to meet their physical need, but also their spiritual need as well. And you know, the church is a lighthouse in the community, and I know the Anchor Baptist Church has a great history and a great representation of that. And we're just excited. I know it's not a situation that you want to be in, but we're excited. We know that God can move in mysterious ways through things, and we're looking forward to seeing what he's going to do through all this. And we're just thrilled to have this opportunity to partner with you guys. And you know, we're going to be praying. We're going to have prayer every day throughout the Share-a-thon and even past that. And certainly if there's anything else we can ever do for y'all, just let us know. We're going to be here, you know, and we'll be funneling this money on up to you guys as quickly as we can. And you know, if there's any more needs that arise over the next few weeks, feel free to give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help meet those needs. I know there's going to be things that are come up that's going to happen, and you know, maybe some other donations can be used for materials and things like that. We're very willing and excited about helping out with that. And you know, partnering with another local church is a real blessing. You know, we don't know each other. I mean, we've crossed paths, I think, in the past before, but I don't know if we've ever actually officially met, but we're still serving the same Lord and the same God. And
yes,
if he's on our side, then certainly things are going to get done. So we're just going to trust him to raise all the funds that we can. and we'll leave the rest up to him because we know that he's got a plan for it. And just excited for this opportunity. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. And you know, if there's anything else y'all need, feel free to give us a call.
The other day, I got an email came across my computer from a listener. We don't know who they are. It's completely anonymous. They said, we would like to adopt a family, give them everything they could possibly think of between now and Easter. And my wife had sent me a text about a family that had been displaced. The husband was a lineman. He's working around the clock, an electric lineman. The mom had was staying at home taking care of two little ones, and they had just lost a baby through a stillbirth situation, and they'd already been devastated, and then the flood came through and wiped their house out. Hmm. My wife had sent me a message about this family, and then that email came across the computer, and I connected the business person that wanted to help through the church and the anonymous donor. I connected them with the family that had the major loss, and it happened within moments. Because God's church, see, that's what it's all about, brother.
Yes,
it's about,
sir.
It's about God's church and God's people. And there's no telling who might be listening in your area that has a need or needs to hear about Jesus Christ. We all have to shine the light of Jesus Christ. And giving out these grocery boxes, these food boxes to these Amen. Families up here allows us to get into a lot of homes that we would never be able to do that.
Yes, sir.
Lamentations 3 says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you so much, and thank you to your listeners, and we're looking forward to being in touch with you soon.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much, and we'll have you in our prayers, and we look forward to talking to you again soon, all right?
God bless you,
yes,
brother.
Yes, sir. Have take care one. Now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.